Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and we connect you with the right people. I am very excited about our group of fantastic women today in the studio. We have a full house. Dan, our producer and studio ambassador, the only male in the house, which is kind of fun. Dan will be off mic right now, but I am very pleased to introduce you to two co-authors for a fantastic book in a series called Living Brave. And this particular book that we're going to talk about today is Living Brave, Women in Business. So I'm happy to introduce you to Dr. Hilda Villaverde. Did I do okay with that?
That's better.
Give it to us for us, please.
Villaverde.
When you say it, I can copy it, right. But on my own, I just, you know, have that spoken English that's just not doing it. But welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
And with Dr. Hilda, we also have Mary Beth Stern, also the co-author. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm thrilled to have you both. I think Vanessa Shaw we have to thank for the two of you coming around, right?
Correct.
Yes. Vanessa is one of the beautiful women who are represented in this particular book. And while she isn't here with us today, we do have two other women who I've been very much looking forward to getting to know. We have Angela Johnson, the founder and owner of Fabric. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we gave each other a little look when we met in the lobby because we have a lot of people been wanting to connect us. So here we finally have done it thanks to these two beautiful authors.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Me too. And also with us, we have Silver Rose, the founder of Silver Speaks. Welcome.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
And I asked you in the lobby, like, what nickname? Well, of course, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Silver.
My hair started turning this color when I was 15.
Was it that young?
Yeah. It's so hereditary on my dad's side of the family, which really annoyed me. But now I'm glad I take after my dad because my mother's bald.
Okay. Well. So we're talking about hair when we came in. We met each other, and she's got this gorgeous silver white hair. And if you've seen photos of me, it's gray and wasn't 15. It was a couple years ago that I chose to go gray. But,
and yours is gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I'm very pleased with it. And so Silver is your nickname.
Yes.
What is your God-given name?
Well, I'm originally from Boston, so you would say Marsha, but when I was growing up, it was Masha. Masha.
Right.
Who wouldn't love that name, right?
Who wouldn't? I love it. Well, again, welcome to the studio. Very excited to have you. And again, Vanessa Shaw, shout out to Vanessa for thinking that this would be a wise conversation. So if our authors could kick us off with, tell us just about Living Brave, and how did this whole idea come to being? And then we'll talk specifically about this particular book.
Well, I'll start that off. I have been in the hair industry, actually, for almost 50 years. And so I've always worked with a tremendous amount of women, always talking to women, and we love women. And Mary Beth actually became a client of mine at the salon several years ago. And we became fast friends, and we started going to dinner and movies together and doing some fun things. And about 3 years ago, I had a severe injury to my hands. And actually, before anybody feels real sorry for me, I was boxing at the gym. And so one of the things that to know not to do with a hairdresser is put boxing gloves on her, because usually our upper body is very strong. And so I punched very hard for about 5 minutes. And the next morning I woke up with my hands as large as baseball gloves, like I had mittens on. So I couldn't do anything with them. And anyway, I went to the doctor, I went to physical therapy, and we did all the icing and all that. And so I was having a dinner one evening with Mary Beth, and I was really feeling sorry for myself. And I said, I really don't want to stop doing hair. What am I going to do? And it all evolved into us really talking about women and what women do when things happen to them. What safety nets do they have? How can we fall and then have a good safety net to pick us up? And that gave us the thought about interviewing women. And so that's where, and women who live bravely, because women are amazing. They're brave and they do that. And they don't even realize how brave they are when they get the next thing done. So Mary Beth and I came up with a dozen questions to ask a group of women. And when they started sending these answers to the questions, we saw that we had their mini life stories. So the first book, Living Brave, Women's Stories and Pathways to Thriving, came about. And I'll let Mary Beth tell you about the second book.
Yes, Mary Beth.
So that book was successful and very well received. And so we decided to venture into a second book, Living Brave in Love. That's, of course, a very favorite of ours and of readers as well, because we profile people who have been in love, men and women, and then lost that love for whatever reason, through death, divorce, some situation. And then they had the bravery, the ability to love again. And the second half of the book is dedicated to couples who have been in long-term relationships, 25 years plus. And in that section, we interviewed both the husband and the wife. And so you get a wonderful glimpse into these long-term relationships from the two different perspectives. And I think the beauty of that portion of the book was having the contributors say to us how it really solidified their marriages and brought it to a different level, because many times they didn't share the answers to their questions with one another and then read it after they had completed the questions and just said they had really major insight into this person who they'd been married to and living with for 35, 40 years. After those two books were completed, Hilda and I kind of sat down, took a deep breath, and said, wow, what have we learned from this experience? And what we learned in interviewing so many women, at that point it was close to 100, that they're incredibly brave women, and business is a very integral part of their lives. And so we, along the way, we were meeting women who had really persevered in starting businesses for various different reasons. Maybe it was for self-preservation. Maybe it was because it was a dream they had had. Early divorce, needed to provide for a family. And
I started my business because I couldn't hold down a job.
I hear
and
that.
And there was that also, Silver.
I hear that from
yeah.
people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because it wasn't, that traditional role was not working for them. So, of course, that led us to Living Brave Women in Business. And also, Karen, there are some phenomenal female business owners in the Phoenix metropolitan area. And, you know, we felt they're not really getting the notoriety, the attention that women in other cities, New York, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, are getting. So, you know, let's seek them out. And thus we have fantastic business owners such as Angela and Silver, who are with us today. And we interviewed 37 female entrepreneurs in the book, and then another 12 were not interviews, but they are women such as Silver.
Little vignettes, right? Talk about
exactly,
their wisdom.
Exactly. Who impart their words of wisdom. 12 of them. So very, very excited
they
about the launch of this book.
They just think I'm wise because I have white hair.
That's it. That's it. Nothing to offer
it's
there. I don't know about that. So what was it like? Let's talk to Silver then, and then we'd love to hear from Angela as well. What was it like to be selected for among those 12 to share the wisdom? You don't have to be humble here. This is around, you know, what was that like for you?
Well, Hilda and I have known each other for a very long time, and I've always really admired her and her wisdom and the things that she's done in the community for these many years. So I met Mary Beth through Hilda, and thrilled that I did. But Hilda and I have been hanging around together for a long time. And to have somebody that you think has a lot of wisdom turn to you and say, I think you have a lot of wisdom. It was really fun. It was like, no, you have wisdom. No, you have wisdom. No, you have wisdom.
We both have wisdom.
Hooray!
So it was exciting, and it was really great.
Was there a particular, well, have you seen the book? Let's ask that Mm-mm. question. The book hasn't been revealed yet.
No.
Soon, very yeah. soon.
But I want to say something fun about this, if I might say. One of the things that I really appreciate about Silver, we've known each other for a long time, is first of all, not only does she also have her own company, and she's a writer and author and speaker, she's a comedian. And so she keeps us laughing all the time. So I gave her an assignment for the book, which I thought the article was perfect for her. When Mary Beth and I came up with a list of articles we wanted, it was perfect for Silver, and that is delegating, right?
Oh, I was going to say humor, but delegating. There's a lot of humor in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
The letting go, the art of letting go.
Yeah, because in delegation, people say, why can't people think for themselves? And what they really mean is, why can't they think like me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's really all delegation is always about, why can't you be a clone of mine, but think for yourself
when I let you.
Yeah, when I let you. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it is fraught with humor for sure.
So each of these women who shared their wisdom, these 12 gals who were featured alongside the other 37?
37
women. They each were given a topic to write an article. Mm-hmm. Wow. And this one is around delegation. I can't wait to see that. So let's bring Angela in. What was it like for you to be included in this magnificent project, and how did you get connected with these women?
Well, I've actually known Mary Beth for a while, and so when she asked if I would be interested, I was so honored. I mean, how exciting is it to be asked to share your story in a published book? And it was a little intimidating, though, because, you know, you're asked to really open up and tell the truth and give yourself over to the reader and be vulnerable and everything. So I just knew that I wanted to do it because there are so many things that have happened through my career that I would love to share with other people to inspire them or to maybe tell them, don't take this route, you know, do take this route. And so it was just a humbling opportunity to be able to do that.
Do you remember any of the questions that you were asked?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, overall, I remember a lot of them, but there were questions that I guess I felt were so personally emotional for me that I had to figure out a way to answer them in a way that made sense to other people. I mean, there were things I couldn't really express, just like I'm having a hard time expressing how I felt about those questions. But it was questions about like your history and how you got to where you are and what lessons you've learned and you know, advice you could give to other people and what's helped you and what has, you know, hindered you and things like
the
that.
The deep questions, those digging deep questions that they're the questions we all want to know the answers to. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times, which is when the three of us met originally, we were excited about a shared love for storytelling.
Right.
Because that's what we do here on Business Radio X. And in a 60 minute format, we get to ask those deeper questions. Yeah. And when you're being interviewed for a magazine or a newspaper, perhaps, or even just a shorter radio show, it's just, let's keep it surface. Mm-hmm. But you gals have really asked these women to dig deep.
That's exactly, you just said what I was trying to say. Basically.
Well, you did it. I just heard you. I'm summarizing.
I mean, we get a lot of interviews about fabric and it is all the surface questions. So we have like a spiel, you know, we're always saying the same thing. And to have these questions really go into the back end and figure out how it all came about and emotionally and support system wise and everything was fun.
If I may say a couple of things, the questions, the same 12 questions were asked from all 37 women. So it was the very same question. So the answers, of course, is what made their stories so unique. Right. And the first question was, how did your childhood prepare you to be a leader?
That was a tough one.
That was a tough question. And so it was really wonderful to see what was coming back. Another question, Karen, that we loved is, what still surprises you? We asked the women to give us, you know, 300 to 400 words per question. One woman just simply wrote, nothing surprises me.
She meant it too, probably.
She meant it at this point in life, right? Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Brené Brown, who's done so much research on shame and vulnerability, she said the very thing that we avoid, which is the vulnerability that you talked about, the very thing that we avoid is what makes us feel close to other people. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that Mary Beth and Hilda have been a catalyst for is allowing us to be vulnerable in a way that feels safe. That's no small task for sure. And we'll talk about the conference later, but the conference is going to be very intimate, I believe.
Yeah. And you helped me think too, Silver, about the book that you mentioned previous to this was the one around love, right? I would imagine when you said that these couples came back and said, thank you, like we opened up to hear some new things that we never knew either one of us would express. Mm-hmm. Again, through that vulnerability, giving people permission to simply look back, reflect, and share their stories, we don't get to do that very often.
No, we really don't. And I think you're right, Silver, too. As businesswomen, we do want to look to other businesswomen in particular and know about their challenges. And we don't have to know every intimate detail, but it certainly helps to know.
I want to know every
last
later. Well, Silver. Let me say, some of those details were a little too intimate, and I had to actually call the woman that had sent the answers. That we're probably not going to add that to the book. And so there were those things that were, you know, that were just a little bit too much information.
But kudos for the bravery.
Exactly.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Well, they were just spilling out. Mm-hmm. I mean, those answers were just filled with emotion. And you could see who was, and even you, Angela, you know, the things that you wrote about in there are emotionally based, you know, about moving here and how the move came about and starting your business and.
I mean, that's the thing is when you're asked the normal interview questions, you're always trying to look successful, you know? Exactly. And so when you reveal the things that were the times when you stumbled or, you know, the things that were difficult, it's scary because you want people to think you're a success when you run a business, you know? And so it takes a while to get successful.
You know, it's funny, as a professional speaker, the people who are really good at it, the mentors will tell you, for example, that when you perfect a speech, you should go back and put some mistakes in it. Oh. Because audiences do not relate to people who just are very smooth speakers.
Wow, right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't have to put them
they
in.
They happen anyway. That would be me.
That would be me.
Interesting. I was thinking of the word cathartic. I think that even though some of these aspects of the stories that these women shared when they're answering the questions, even though they didn't all make it in the book, as an individual being blessed with this opportunity, I can't help but think that it's a cathartic experience to be able to look back and pause and reflect and celebrate and be able to go, wow, like Angela said, we really have come a long way. What is that? There's that saying around the overnight success takes a lifetime of mistakes and errors to become that quote unquote overnight success.
Yeah, Gladys Knight said she was a 30-year overnight success.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So we've got this event coming up. Tell us about the event. And as I said, when is the book going to be out? Mm-hmm. And you said
October 27th is going to be our book launch and a conference. And the conference is Living Brave Presents Voices of Success. And the reason we use voices is because that's exactly what we have created in these books, is given these women an opportunity to have their voice in the book. And so out of the almost 50 altogether of the women in the book, we've chosen 15 of those women who are going to be presenting at the conference.
Fantastic.
And Silver is going to be one of them, and so is Angela. Actually, Angela is bringing her fashion to us. So we're thrilled that we're going to have a mini fashion show with some of her. You know, Angela, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I'm so excited to do this. So, I mean, thank you again for giving me the opportunity to do this. So I'm so thrilled to be bringing, I think I have 12 designers, and they're each utilizing the resources and the services that are provided at Fabric, which is the Fashion and Business Resource Innovation Center in Tempe. And so this was the culmination of all the years of struggle I was talking about to open this facility that helps emerging fashion brands be able to find all of the resources they need to start, grow, and stay in Arizona. Because normally you have to go to LA or New York, and I've literally watched hundreds of brands fail trying to do it here or move away. And so I opened this place to help those people. And the people that are going to be coming into this fashion show are going to be some of the people that we've helped. There have been about 310 people that we've helped so far.
And how many years?
2 years.
In just 2 years.
Yeah.
So I need to ask you to pause for a second, because I said at the beginning of the show, we've been meaning to connect. There's no mistake that it's here today to talk about women in business and these success stories. 2 years. I didn't realize that. And you are the Tempe buzz. You do know that.
I love that. Thank you.
I hear your name and I hear Fabric all the time. Just this crown jewel of Tempe that's emerging because of the value that you add to our community, but also the whole purpose of what you're doing to keep these designers here in Arizona and give them that opportunity to thrive. So just kudos to you and shine the spotlight in your direction. So in 2 years,
310 brands. We just did our, so we use the former Performing Arts Center as our building. It's a lot like Mac 6, in fact, but for fashion. There's co-working, there's manufacturing, there's classes, consulting, and everything. And in order to use that building, we have a co-licensing agreement with the city of Tempe, and we give back in programs and services to utilize the building. We were responsible for $276,000 worth of programs and services a year, but we gave $1 million in 2 years. So we doubled the expectations that was put on us. And
awesome. We've
now that's just showing off.
Thank you, Silver. No, I said, hey, no need to be humble here. Good for
for you.
So, I mean, I'm really proud of it. And we've had 1,600 classes, and we have 400 registered volunteers. I mean, there's a lot of like amazing success stories that have come out of the building and people that have grown out of the building. And now we're looking to a larger capacity factory to help them somewhere in Arizona. So we don't like incubate these brands and then they have to leave here to go and spend their money someplace else. And so with all of that, I wanted to select 12 people for this fashion show that I thought represented a little bit about everything that we do, because we do a lot of things. And so there are designers who have been with us from the beginning and have gone through everything from the consulting and the design development into the pattern making, grading, marking, cutting, sewing, all the stuff that's involved in manufacturing. There are also designers who rent offices there. There are designers who have been involved in fashion shows. There's designers who have helped us through our nonprofit, which is Arizona Apparel Foundation. And some of them have helped us write grants and have volunteered their time to teach free classes and contribute to the give back. There's even a student who is 12 years old, and she's been with me personally taking classes since she was 8. And she is a prodigy like no other. And she has already completed a collection in a portfolio and has now started creating the pieces, making the patterns from scratch, sewing all the pieces. She's been in a fashion show. She's officially launching a business. She has a website where she's selling all of her clothes.
At 12.
And she is probably, will she be in the fashion show.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she's incredible. In fact, the day she first came to me, she was 8. And she brought in a portfolio of things that she had sketched herself. And then, of course, they were like stick figures and things like that. But she proceeded to flip through each page and tell me about the inspiration. And they were all inspirations from big designers. Like she would go, oh, this is very much like what Yves Saint Laurent would do in his 1968 collection. And, you know, things like that. I couldn't believe it. She was 8 years old. And so
I think she's channeling Coco Chanel.
I really think she is. Yeah, she was amazing. So she just is such an eager learner and has learned everything from pattern making to, you know, sketching to sewing to business and marketing and website building and everything. So I'm excited to show off all of these people and the work they've accomplished at Fabric. And they're all excited too.
If you can see, I know you can see Mary Beth and Hilda. Hilda, but for our audience that's listening, they are like goosebumps and so excited to hear you share that. And 12, how lovely that you picked 12. I don't know if that was on purpose, but that fits with the theme of these experts that are sharing their wisdom. What pride and joy you must have in being able to be part of this book, this particular celebration and event.
Oh, I'm so excited. I really can't wait to show you guys and show all the rest of the attendees what's happened here since we've opened and what kind of different brands there are in Arizona and how that's growing the economy locally. I mean, we have one brand who actually came into Fabric on a scholarship that we give through our foundation, where we let 3 people stay in the building in an office for free for 6 months. And then we give them all of the education and the consulting they need. We actually help them manufacture. We give them free patterns. We give them a runway show to launch their collection. And this one brand, it's called OXDX. The designer's name is Jared, and he won the scholarship. He grew his business while he was there for the 6 months, grew it so big that he started hiring employees. When his scholarship was over, he moved up to one of the paid tenant offices and asked if he could also run a screen printing business out of there, because he is a graphic designer that makes art that's Native American inspired, like statement graphics. Mm-hmm. And we said, we actually have another room and we would like to offer that to you at no charge. And we give him this room to run his screen printing business out of too, which is a second business now that he started there. And he's the go-to screen printer at Fabric now. And so now he's successfully running 2 businesses out of there. And now he's growing so much that he's now moved a third time into an even larger office at Fabric because he's become such a success. So it's brands like that you're going to see on the runway at the event.
You know, what I'd love to hear about this is that, you know, don't mistake, for those of you listening out there, don't mistake that you have to be like an entrepreneur or woman in business to go to this conference. I mean, look at the variety. If you just love fashion, or you like fresh ideas, or you like just going somewhere where you're going to think outside of your normal patterns, it's just a day of just innovation and creativity and
exactly.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Exactly. And, you know, and that's the key word, isn't it, Hilda? We said from the very beginning, we want this to be a fun conference and, you know, have some interesting variety, such as the fashion show. And Angela, thank you. I must say that we have to tell you how grateful we are, because mm-hmm. Angela also has a lot on her plate right now. There's a lot of other fashion shows she's coordinating, so we're incredibly grateful for you including this in the presentation. But we have fantastic presenters for the conference.
Yeah, so let's hear from Silver as well. Do you already have an idea of what you're going to share on this very special day?
Yeah, my whole thing has always been, since I started my business in 1997, is that I wanted to bring to people the whole concept of the law of attraction, that you get more of what you focus on. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, you know, there was enough people out there doing it in sweat lodges and, you know, the woo-woo kind of stuff, which, believe me, I love every bit of that. But I wanted to bring it to corporate America and to government. And so so everything that I do has to do with how do you apply law of attraction to this? And delegation is an amazing opportunity, because there's different types of people who delegate. There's people who delegate, just do what I say, you know, the old command and control, yes, sir, no, sir. And there's people who pretend that they want your input, but they really want you to do it their way. And then there's people who actually allow you to take the ball and run with it. And what that has to do with law of attraction is that if you're using command and control when you delegate, you're pretty much saying to the person you're delegating to, I know you don't know what the heck you're doing. So let me, because I'm the Wizard of Oz and I'm very smart, let me tell you how to do it. And it's one of the reasons that all over the world, but particularly in the United States, that employee engagement is at like 30%. 30%. And the managers aren't much better. They're just disengaged because they never get the chance to show what they can do. I call it honoring your expertise. And so, and you know, there's some funny ways that we do this. You know, corporate managers go out drinking together and they say, oh, I did this and I did this. And they talk, you know, bad about their employees. And whenever I go into an organization, the managers want me to fix the employees and the employees want me to fix the manager.
Right. Interesting.
So the law of attraction in corporate America or a public sector is, when you talk to somebody, are you talking to their expertise and who they are and their knowledge base, or are you just assuming that they don't know what they're doing? And because they think that they don't need to think for themselves, they check out. They completely check out. So people aren't bringing passion to corporate America at all. I mean, when I hear something like Fabric, where people are just so turned on, that's possible in every single business and public sector in the country if people were just allowed to show their expertise and what they're capable of.
Agreed. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Deb Caron, the host of Culture Crush RX, is sitting in the studio listening right now. Deb is also our PR and marketing guru for Business Radio X, and that's the very essence of what her show is all about. Mm. So I already know that she's eyeballing you, giving you one of these.
I saw her head go like, whoop.
Uh-huh, because I know that she'd love to have you back on a segment to talk specifically. Yes, and so what are you holding up there?
I'm holding up my book. My area of expertise is employee engagement, and there's three legs: delegation, feedback, and laughter in the workplace. Ugh. And my first book is called The Incredibly Useful Book of Delegation, How to Delegate So It Gets Done Correctly the First Time.
Okay. So, yep, we're going to have you on Culture Crush RX with Deb Caron so we can talk specifically about that, because that really is where Deb's heart is, obviously, much like your own, is really featuring, back to your point again, these amazing local Arizona businesses mm-hmm. who are already making this happen. Mm-hmm. Fabric's a perfect example. Max 6 is another great example. WebPT. I mean, we've got beautiful examples of businesses, many of which are run by women.
Exactly.
That can speak to how they've made this magic work. Mm-hmm. And when companies don't have it together, they can listen in and invite Silver Speaks in to have them find their way through it. So in addition to speaking about these topics and being an author, then are you a consultant then? You go into the business as well. Tell us a little bit about your business itself.
Well, basically, I started out as a coach. And then I was speaking in order to attract coaching clients. And then I realized that I love speaking just as much, and it's a lot more lucrative. So I do both now. And I do go in and consult with people. I have leadership programs. I have in the book, I talk about Socratic delegation, which is using the Socratic method to delegate. And so I do leadership programs where I talk to people about that. Anytime there's a situation, and by the way, who I prefer to work with is companies who are already doing it.
Oh, okay.
I already plan on talking to you afterwards, by the way.
I misspoke. So you already, and what is the love there for you? They've already get it, and you're just helping them elevate it further?
There's nothing better. It's like, I'm sure with Hilda, who has a hair salon, there's nothing better to have somebody come in to the salon who has a fabulous haircut already and just do better. Just tweak it a little bit. And when I hear, you know, what you're doing at Fabric, it's like, imagine if they had somebody come in on a scholarship and they started telling them what to do all the time. Oh,
no
my
way.
Gosh, you'd lose it. You'd be out of business.
Yeah. Thank you. Have your scholarship back.
Right.
I could get this at home. So, and I love to work with companies who already get it because they're willing to go more. They're fine-tuning it.
Yep.
It's like, you know, you rarely see people in time management classes who really need time management. It's usually people who already know how to do it and they're just trying to get better at
it.
That's when it gets very, very exciting, people who get it. So, yeah. So I go in and work with them. And like I say, I much prefer to do a 6-month to a year program so that you can really incorporate it into your system. But, you know, I work with them as they want me to, and we expand it. Or, you know, my goal is always to be out of a job after a certain amount of time because they can get it and run with it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Wow. I can see why these two women have been selected among the others.
We've got a lot of dynamic women we have interviewed, and I'm sitting here, I have goosebumps because aren't you too, Hilda?
I already know what the conference is going to be like. I already know it's going to be just an amazing event.
Just really
they're
going
to have to throw us out. The hotel's going to go, get out.
Right.
It's a full day, Karen. It's 8 to 5.
Silver was great about saying, listen, this is really for everybody. You don't have to necessarily be a successful woman in business. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for fun and inspiration and joy, and you had a word, maybe it was inspiration, Angela, as well. Paint another picture for us around what is this day like? What is this conference like for people who are going to be joining you?
Okay.
You go and I'll go.
The idea of the fun factor here is because we have now published 3 books in 3 years. So Mary Beth and I work every single day. We touch the book every day. Somehow we touch the book. Now we love these women. They are amazing women. But you know what it's like trying to get them all?
Cats?
It's like herding cats. It's like sending emails. And through all that, once in a while, we'd have just a little, you know, off time. And Mary Beth would say, we're having fun, aren't we, Hilda? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And then we come back to that fun factor. And it was actually Silver, when we came to you, we filmed that video with you, that, you know, about having fun, that really brought it home for us and keeps reminding us that I think that it's the space that we want to create for the conference is a space where women come. When you're having fun, you're open. You are open.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we want to create. We want to greet everyone coming in with a smile and welcome home. Because women, that's what we do so well in our communities. I know men have their things that they do, as you said, Silver, earlier, they go drinking afterwards. But women, we eat together, we go to movies, we create communities together. And that's our thought
and
for the conference.
And we love to talk.
We love to talk. That's why we're keeping you to a minimum of 10 minutes. So it's almost like a TED Talks kind of a thing. We have 10 minutes. We have 15 speakers, except for a couple people. The fashion show is going to
be unique and different.
Right, a little different. We have, you know, Silver is doing the stand-up comedian.
Oh, cool.
We also have a fabulous woman who has a gorgeous voice. And we actually have live music, so we're going to have her singing. And I'm trying to think of the other fun
little chair yoga just to get us ready for lunch.
Yes.
And
So I'm thinking about the woman who might be listening, and she may not have a lot of connections and a lot of friends. Like for some, you know, they're already thinking and sending an email, hey, you want to come and do this with me? Mm-hmm. What about the woman who may be wanting to come, but she's flying solo? Is there room for her?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as Silver said and Hilda repeated, it's a very safe environment. And that's exactly what we want, is we are encouraging women to come solo and meet other women. And you're absolutely right, Karen. You do not have to be a business owner, an entrepreneur. Come and just be inspired and gain some awareness of what's happening here in our great
right
community.
Here in our area. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to be a woman.
No,
you don't have to be a woman. Thank you. Thank you.
We really encourage men. Celebration on
encourage
behalf
men
of,
to yeah. come. You know, for men who kind of want to understand the women that they're working with, you know, come and you'll have a lot of insight into how women think and how we inspire one another. I think it'd be a great day for men. And we do have some men who have registered mm-hmm. already.
Oh, I'm happy mm-hmm. to hear that. Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing I want to make a pitch for is that years ago, I moved into a new community, and I realized that it was I only worked with two other women in my office, and they were much older than I. And I realized that how do you meet women? You can't go into a bar and pick up women, you know, if you're straight. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not something you do. So how do you make new friends? And so I joined a civic organization just to meet intelligent women who thought the way I did about a certain topic. Well, if you're in the community and you don't have enough friends, or you're new to the community, or maybe you're recently divorced or widowed or a widower, just come, because you'll get to meet some people here that are fun. And again, it's a safe environment. And, you know, where else are you going to be able to deliberately make friends without getting drunk? Because the one thing we knew was not to serve alcohol.
Yeah. No alcohol. No,
and where is this beautiful event being held? I think you mentioned it earlier, but yeah.
It's going to be at the Hilton Resort in Scottsdale, at the corner of Scottsdale Road and Lincoln,
from 8 to 5 on Saturday, October 27th. And reservations can be made at livingbrave.net. It's $125 a person until October 1st, Karen. So the price goes up to $150 on October 1st.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. And so you already have, obviously, your speakers selected, some of the fun activities, the way just to really bring the whole community together. From the business perspective, since this is business to business radio, are you looking for more support, or is this vendor? Like, what else do you need?
We do have table sponsorships available. We have a few still available, and that is a table in the room, which a business could promote their product.
Okay, so like a vendor table. I'm paying for a group of
exactly.
people to come.
This
okay.
is theater-style seating, again, along the themes of it being an intimate sure. event. So yes, these are vendor tables around the perimeter of the room. We do have some sponsorships available, and that information is also on the website
perfect.
At livingbrave.net, and we highly encourage sponsorships. It's a great opportunity to be in a room of 200, 250
Absolutely.
Women and men in business.
Yeah, to connect, but also networking. There
exactly.
is that opportunity mm-hmm. that happens mm-hmm. naturally. Yes.
And to your point, Karen, I think if there's a business that has, I don't know, 10, 20 people in it that wanted to bring their whole staff, I mean, it could be a great team building day for
it would
sure.
Be an excellent team
yeah.
builder.
And we do. We actually do have a few of those silver. Wow. I just had a businesswoman last week who said, I'd really like to bring my team from the office. And she made a reservation for 10 for the day.
Yay.
So
ideal.
We're looking
what
forward
a great
to welcoming
give back
them.
To a team and a group. So tell us again where we can find out more information about the event and how we can register.
It's livingbrave.net. And registrations are on the website via PayPal.
Excellent. And is there another book in the works, or are we even allowed to talk about it? Because if I know the two of you, which I've only just begun to get to know you, but I bet you there's already something happening. Are we
even speaking to that yet? Some conversations, haven't we? We're not ready to divulge it.
Okay, but maybe.
But the thing that we know is that the whole theme about voices, women's voices, and living brave, I don't think it's a hot topic. I think it's been around for a long time. One of the women that I profile in the book, in the last chapter, is a woman that was the first senator, a woman senator from, I believe, Montana, to go to Congress, the first woman ever, in 1916. And so wow. those voices have been mm-hmm. out there for years. We're just beginning now to expand them and really bring them, you know, forward. So I don't think that Mary Beth and I could run out of topics. You know, there's so many things that come to us. And of course, wouldn't you know, you meet one woman who introduced you to another one. And then I'm sure Angela could introduce us. I mean, we could write Living Brave in Fashion.
Wait, Angela's already on that. She's like, okay, move to self. Yes, women, Living Brave, women speak, you know, female speakers. Just,
yeah.
It is
female
endless,
comedians.
Isn't it? Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And Hilda's right. Each contributor led us to someone else. And, you know, we just kept saying, oh my gosh, I wish we could include so many more women in this. We just can't do it in one book. So there's a lot more stories.
More.
A lot more stories,
you know,
to
what
share.
What I'd like to say is that please don't hesitate to come if you don't consider yourself either successful or brave. Because one of the things you'll learn when you come to this conference is that every single woman who presents is vulnerable, has made lots of mistakes, has self-doubt, has self-deprecation from time to time. I mean, it isn't about women who have it all together. It's about women who took what they had and made the most of it. And every single woman or man is capable of that. And so don't hold back thinking there's going to be a bunch of really put together people there, because we're all just pretending.
And we're all going to make mistakes when we speak, aren't we? On your advice.
Exactly.
Excellent plug for that. Anything else you'd like to share about the event as we round out our segment today?
Well, one of the things that Mary Beth and I know is that we're health nuts. I mean, we just kind of like healthy things. So we're meeting with the hotel to make sure that our food, that our lunch is healthy. We don't want anyone falling asleep. You know how you take a dive after lunch? We want to make sure that that the food is healthy and that it has, healthy enzymes to keep us. And those little tiny things like that, we have put together a great raffle. Mm. And women, Lucy, I don't know if you know about Lucy. Lucy's Marketplace in Phoenix, who's now opening in Scottsdale.
Amazing.
She's a voice in our book. And she has given us gift cards for the store. And we have personal chefs that have given us an hour's worth of her lesson on how to cook healthy at home. So we have all kinds of wonderful gifts that we're going to get, watches from the Clock Doctor, a couple of watches to give away. So I'm trying to think of the other young girl that owns Eat.
Oh, yes. Stacey Weber. By Stacey Weber. That's
I'm sorry. I just had this image of handing of a millennial winning the watch.
What
is this? My mother would love this, they'll say.
I had a guest on recently. He's one of the founders for the Beard Club. And we had this really wonderful, vulnerable conversation about being in business. And afterwards, he sent me a watch. I can't remember the name of the group is Steal Time Back. And the watch just simply says the word now on it.
Oh, I love
it. It is the coolest timepiece. Because it really
is
about reminding us to just
live
land
in the moment.
Right here in the moment. Isn't
what
that
time
safe?
Is it now? What
yeah,
time is it now?
Right? Yeah, and it's a great conversation piece. So you'll have to share that card. Go ahead.
I want to say one more thing about that. We're hoping that most of the women whose voices are in the book will be there as the book is launched that day. So the book will be given to everyone attending, so they get a copy of the book. And as many of the women, Angela and Silver and all the other women who will be there presenting, are also in the book. So you'll have an opportunity when you receive your book at the end of the day to have each one of those authors sign the book for you. So how many opportunities do you have to have an article signed by the author? And so that's very exciting
and
also.
And very important that you thought to share that before we closed out the show. That alone is worth an opportunity to attend.
Thank you.
Not only to be sitting and listening to the featured speakers, but mingling with these folks who have had an opportunity to be featured in the book and everybody else who shows up, but to be able to go home with that prized gift sounds like a fantastic reason to be there alone.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful.
Very excited.
What a treat to have each of you here. I would love for both Silver and Angela to share how folks can stay in touch with you as well. So, Silver?
Yeah, my website is silverspeaks.com. And
easy.
It's silver@silverspeaks.com. And I am local here to Phoenix, but I travel all over the country. I'm also willing to go to Australia if anybody wants to send me there. I know this is going to reach a lot of people across the world. So, but that's how to reach me is silverspeaks.com. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Angela.
You can find everything that we do at Fabric on www.fabrictempe.com. And then that leads you to all of our other businesses inside the building as well. So not just my business, Label Horde, or my co-founder, Sherry's business, Arizona Fashion Source, but our nonprofit, Arizona Apparel Foundation, and all of the other businesses. There are tons of tenants and co-licensees that operate out of that building. You can find all of them at that website.
And tell us about your label real quick. Did you speak to that yet?
No, I didn't. I have a clothing line myself as well. It's called AngelaJohnsonDesigns.com, or that's where you can find it. It's called Angela Johnson. Basically, it's upcycled t-shirts. And so I take t-shirts from thrift stores or from somebody's private collection and turn them into ball gowns. And so you can wear them at like fun events have to like let them waste away in your closet. Or you can request a theme and I can, you know, make a cat dress for you or a Paris dress for you or, you know, breast cancer foundation dress or something like that. So it's a keepsake. It's something that I did because when I was a clothing designer in Los Angeles, and I moved here to Arizona, there were no resources for manufacturing. And so I had to get creative and do one of a kinds. And that's why I ended up doing that. But that's also the inspiration for starting Fabric, was because I knew other people needed those resources and they so that they could, you know, manufacture their clothing. So it is an integral part of the whole thing, I guess.
Well, sure it is. It's the foundation, isn't it? Great. And one more time, both for AngelaJohnson.com.
It's AngelaJohnsonDesigns.com for the clothing, and it's FabricTempe.com for the business incubator stuff.
And you can find everything else in there.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you all so much for spending your time with us on Phoenix Business Radio. It's been a great pleasure. And I have no doubt this event is going to be epic. I think that word is overused, but I really mean that wholeheartedly, as you've had an opportunity to share with us today. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Kara Nowicki.